The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, live from outside of Washington, D.C. on WAVA. It's 570, The Answer, down here, the Salem radio station in Arlington, Virginia, technically, in the studios of Dr. Sebastian Gorka, America First. I know you listen to Dr. Seb Gorka every single day on Salem Media around the country and around the world, and watch him as well on his YouTube channel. But the last time I was here, I came in. And I've been on the network now in Salem Media, working with Salem Media, doing the flagship station, proudly, AM 970, The Answer, in New York City for many, many years. And this studio was actually a new studio that they had built that I speak to you from this morning. But I'm looking around now, and it's all Dr. Gorka all the time, and I love it. I love it. I love his personality. I love his mindset. We agree politically, and it's a privilege to be broadcasting from Dr. Seb Gorka's studio here from outside of Washington, D.C., where I was yesterday. And again, to break it all down for you, going to the White House, they did an Italian kind of reception. This is the way it worked out. It was Andrew Giuliani. I don't think he'll mind me mentioning his name. He does a great job at the White House. And the mayor's son, great kid, and committed and polite and smart. And he last year said, if you remember, Joe, come down. We want to celebrate the Italian Americans, right? So he got permission from the Oval Office to do a celebration. It was, last year and they had Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Remember? He was meeting with the number two, I think, a guy from North Korea, I believe. And then he came over from the Oval Office to the Executive Office Building. Kellyanne Conway came in. And of course, Joe Borelli was there. And Arthur was there. And we did a kick line. We did New York. New York Mayor Giuliani was the star. And it was a great, great celebration of Italian Americans. And then that's when Joe Borelli took us in around to the West Wing, and we took a look at some of the things, the press room over there, not in the Oval Office, but in and around, and we had a great time. Then Andrew goes to the president, right? And he says, Mr. President, we'd like to step it up this year to celebrate the Italian-American heritage. How about that from the Giuliani family, please? How about that? How about the son, You're Mayor Giuliani. You're the guy that shut down the mob in New York, right? And brought respectability to Italian Americans by shutting down the mob in New York and then saving New York from its most desperate days ever in the history of the great city of New York after 9/11. The way, Rudy, as we affectionately refer to Mayor Giuliani, has saved New York City. Now his son is going to keep the Italian American heritage alive. And forgive me, I'm just full of patriotism this morning. So Andrew goes to President Trump and says, we want to step it up. We'd like you to be involved, Mr. President, on this Italian-American celebration. And this is where I have where I support the president and appreciate the president of the United States and don't understand the criticism. I don't. That you think the previous administration would have said, oh, yeah, let's celebrate the Italian-Americans. Do you think the previous administration to that would have said, what, there's Italians? There's Italians in America, you mean? Do you think? No. Ronald Reagan got it. Donald Trump gets it. He said, absolutely, let's take it up a notch. They did a full White House ceremony. Not only the press, that press conference that you saw with President Mattarella from Sicily, president of the Italian Republic, but they did a whole celebration, a formal invite to everybody in the Italian-American community to the White House.
that I could bring my son to introduce him to Rudolph Giuliani's son, to introduce him to everybody from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, who, yes, went from the parade right to Washington, D.C., from the National Italian American Foundation. The main thing that always had bothered me about the community, about Italian Americans, we never stuck together. We never stuck together. Always funny. Remember, hey, Louis looked at me the wrong way. Well, I'm not talking to him. I'm not going to ever talk to that guy again. You know, oh, please, that guy? Are you kidding? We always would be infighting as Italian. This is the year. I said it to Angelo Vivolo, who is such an integral part on the Board of Governors with Maria Bartiromo over at the foundation. And this, by the way, applies to you, the Jewish community, the Latino community, the Polish community, the Egyptian community, the Muslim community. But it applies to all of us. You don't want to fight within yourself. You know, you want to get along because it builds the country better. This is the one year we stuck together as Italian Americans more than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I've been doing these events for 30 years. And to see the President of the United States, and forgive me if I don't mean to be overdramatic. I was so excited. I got emotional. I stood there as a foot from President Trump. And here he is paying tribute, telling how great Italians are and what Michelangelo and Da Vinci and all the great Italian Americans did. And Mario Andretti was there, you know, and Joe DiMaggio. He mentioned DiMaggio's name. How great was that? And he knew it. He understood it. And then for him to say at the press conference earlier yesterday, And the noble bravery of Christopher Columbus. Are you kidding me? He goes, it'll always be Columbus Day to me. People don't like that, but I do. Boom! Do we have to say anything more? And for the progressive left to get so vicious and so jealous and so picky and so accusatory and so hateful is beyond my reason as a human being. Why can't you just go, you know, yeah, that's great that the president accepts the Italian-American community. No, you got the New York Times, you got all the mainstream media saying we're white. I like that when they call the Italians white. Yeah, you know, and even Andrew Cuomo stepped up. I mean, I know he got into trouble using the wrong language. I know, you know, his initiatives, his motive maybe off kilter a little bit, but even he stepped up. Chaz Palminteri talked to the governor of New York. We need Mother Cabrini. You know, otherwise you can't leave. We need Mother Cabrini. We're all together. It's a celebration. The president got it, and there we were, and I was with my son, Joey, and we were celebrating the heritage. And all I kept thinking about, my parents. That's all I kept thinking about. Man, they worked so hard. And you think they got any break? Did they get entitlements? We're going to give you an entitlement program. We're going to give you free college. You're going to get in. Come on into the country. What do you got, a disease? Come on in. Come on in. What do you want? What do you need? Don't worry about the border. Open. Come right. Are you kidding me? Spit on. The Italians spit on. Like you can't even believe the names they called us. Ugh. The largest mass lynching in the United States of America. You Italians don't understand prejudice. Excuse me. The largest lynching is down in New Orleans. So here it just culminated yesterday beautifully at a perfectly run Donald Trump-like event. And if you got hate in your heart, you got problems with yourself. Let me tell you something. And listen to Joe with respect. You got problems with yourself. If you hate this man with the venom that you do, you've got a problem within yourself, and you don't like yourself very much. And I feel for you, and we're listening, and let's talk it out. I would love to, but you can't. The animus has to stop. And when Nancy Pelosi goes into that big meeting and she stands up, and the president, trust me, I track the president's vernacular. I track it. He doesn't speak as eloquently as a James Rosen or a Ronald Reagan. He just doesn't. But he's from Queens. He's a regular guy. And he'll snap at you because he's constantly being picked on. Do I make a defense for it? No. But I don't think Nancy Pelosi is going to walk out again. And then this. And then this. And this is common sense that we all understand. That Chuck Schumer comes out. He's doing the press conference. This was my favorite. And he's going with the glasses on. Chuck, why are you wearing the glasses, by the way? Because you're not reading anything. He looks at the glasses. You know, those half glasses down his nose, right? And he starts talking about ISIS is going to come back. They got nothing. They got nothing. If that's all they got, they blame ISIS. Excuse me. Who's the guy who crushed ISIS with the United States military? It was Donald Trump that did it. Who's the guy that built ISIS? It was Chuck Schumer and the Democrats during the Obama administration. No disrespect, but that's a fact. ISIS came through. Oh, they're the JV. Don't worry about them. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're only burning Jordanian pilots. Yeah, they're only beheading Americans. And not to worry. Are you kidding? President came in, shut it down. And then he's got to go. If Chuck Schumer has to go to that, and you and I watch the debates, and again, I don't want to. Look, I'm a former lifelong Democrat, Blue Dog Democrat. And there are some great Blue Dog Democrats, but the Democrats are too blind with hate to even understand the goodness in their party. And yes, there is goodness in the Democratic Party. There is. You could see it. You saw it at the debate. You see it in congressmen and women around the country. They're Blue Dogs. They're conservative. And yes, they are embarrassed when they go after the president like this for nothing but hate for the country. Nothing but hate. Because why? Because they're losing control. And that's wrong. And I saw the goodness, and I just want to report into that. And forgive me for laying into it if I'm a little heavy this morning in that. But we're doing good. This is our time. You embrace it. It's okay to embrace this country. It's okay to say one nation under God. It's okay to praise God, whatever your God is, whoever your God is. And it's okay to say we love the United States of America. And if you're of ethnicity, if you're Chinese, if you feel it, and you're black or Latino, whatever you are, you are the foundation of the country. And you put that Italian-American community right in there with you, because we are as prejudiced as anybody. And here to have a president respect us for the first time and respect our day, a thank you to the White House, a thank you to Andrew Giuliani and the Giuliani family for standing up for our heritage, because it represents us all, and we're all in this together. Quarter after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. There's a lot going on, and I've just been so full of the goodness and the fun at the White House. And my favorite, Frankie, when I went over to the gentleman who was the United States Marine Corps band leader. He was like just great. Joe, he's a fan, and then he goes, hey, I say, hey, we should do a little Frank Sinatra. He goes, I'll crank it up now if you want. So here we are, we're in the East Room. People are kind of leaving. Do I go, sure, let's try it. You got it in B flat? I mean, it would have been a little rude to do that, I think, but something to think about, right?
I think that would have been funny.
I'm ready for it. He was just great. They were so, this United States Marine Corps band, just sensational. Then they have a string section, and Al, you would love this. I'm videoing now. Now I'm video. We had our phones, by the way, guys. Usually when I go to a Donald Trump event, if it's a fun, you can't, they lock the phones up in those nylon bags. We had our phones. So I'm videoing the Marine Band string quartet, and I almost fell down the stairs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, please. It was
I would have paid for that.
I know you would have. I went there. We're leaving, and everybody wants to stay, and they don't want to leave the White House. So the military comes in. I think it was young Army men and women. They're over there. But USMC band. It's Colonel Jason Fettig doing a great job. So I go out, and Joey's and the military, great. I mean, these beautiful young men and women going, okay, we got to leave. Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming to the White House. Like, please get the heck out of here, you know. Thank you for coming to the White House. And they're shushing us out. Now, that's what I'm doing. So, and then we're trying to get out of there. So meantime, I'm trying to move, and I say, the quartet, look it. It's a string. It's a USMC string. So I take my phone out. I look down at my phone. I hit video. I'm videoing. And then, oh, by the grace of God, Al, I swear to God, I hit a step, and I went, okay, boom, 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 I got it. I got it. Joey goes, oh, God.
We're going to go live to John Roberts at the White House. They're having an Italian American celebration. Noted SNL and frequent guest on Fox News, Joe Piscopo fell down the stairs.
In his head.
We thought he had a cane. He apparently had knee surgery a few weeks ago. Attending the Frank Morano wedding.
We're not sure it was dancing at the Morano wedding, a rotator cuff tear, or his
knee.
We
thought it was Sean Spicer, loud back in the White House. We're sure. That would have been funny.
I missed it.
And Arthur probably would have yelled out, like, oh, Joe! My God! He's going down!
I get him out of the ground with the video. Somebody would have been videoing it. It would have ruined the whole night. It would have been great.
All right, move the package. Get the president out of there.
Oh, my God. So, thank God. Matter of fact, I'd like to send Kara. I want to send... I know we got a break. I'll send, when we come back, I'll tell you about how the president came back to sign autographs. I mentioned it in the 6 o'clock hour, and I want to send Kara the video of the president of the United States leaving after a long, arduous day, yet turning to people, calling, Mr. President, could you sign this? And him turning around and graciously signing autographs. And I have it on, I took it on video because it was so, to me, very, very moving. So it's all, listen, it's all good. Please, put aside the divide, put aside the hate. Let's all join together on this because the ride could be fun and you could make it nice and we could really, really make it nice. And with remembering, by the way, Elijah Cummings and his service, to his community, may he rest in peace. He passed away and we got a lot of other news we'll get into. But Debbie Duhaime is there for you right now at 20 yes. after 9 o'clock. Deb, how are you doing? You would have loved it down here. You would have loved the pomp and circumstance
yeah.
was beautiful. But how the president handles it, he's so used to it, I guess.
Right.
But I would not have the patience. Let me tell you right now. And the guys
really?
Know. Please. Me? Mr. ADD over here? Forget about it.
But you're a natural in front of people. You know,
well,
you're a natural. So,
yeah,
I mean,
controlling,
the president is
yeah,
too,
right,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. I could see how he read, and I know we got to go, but he had three prompters, boom, boom,
right.
boom, and his eyes
okay.
go. He takes
uh-huh.
the beat. He goes off the prompter. A consummate performer. Understands television
yes.
and everything about it.
Yes,
better than anybody.
Yes.
There's the whole structure of the American flags, the Italian flags, where the uh-huh. president of Italy was placed. It was as magnificent as the White House should be, Debbie. It was great.
Right.
Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you this morning. It's 20 after 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. October 17th on Thursday with Piscopo in the morning, making way for Mike Gallagher, broadcasting from Sebastian Gorka Studio, America mm-hmm. First, Salem Media, outside of Washington, D.C. Debbie's looking out for you in New York, New York. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take it to Sunrise Highway westbound Oakdale Bohemia Road. Accident getting out through Oakdale. Traffic is moving slowly on 347 West, getting up toward Nichols Road into Stony Brook. It's a downed tree that's been out there all morning. LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road, an accident over there as well. Westbound belt at Cropsey Ave, a crash. And traffic is moving slowly at the Throgs Neck Bridge. Throgs Neck Bridge moving slowly into Queens. We're getting reports of a disabled bus. And traffic is moving slowly as you head right through that Clearview area because of that stall. Let's go to the inbound GWB. You're moving okay. Outbound, it's construction on the upper level. Lincoln's still 30 in. Holland's still about 35. And we're still seeing some delays here as you take a ride over to 80 westbound, getting out through Patterson. Watch for some delays on 440 south in Jersey City with some earlier problems cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says education doesn't always equal informed.
This is not about IQ. It's not about whether or not you've done well on your aptitude test. There are people that have a great deal of prestigious credentials, high IQs, high scores, who are absolutely either devoid of common sense or have bought into stuff that they've heard on television, have not bothered to research it themselves.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. On this week's show, Broadway veteran Josh Lehman comes off stage and tells his story about how he got to Broadway. Musician John Miller takes Broadway standards and performs them with a pop twist. Cabaret entertainer K.T. Sullivan joins me, and cooking Italian with Chef Franco Benvenuti, all on Bagels and Broadway, Saturday at 9.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 924 on AM 970, The Answer. We want you to experience a smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. I love Route 22 Toyota because they take care of my family, they take care of my friends, and they will take care of you. Alex Kinsella is a young man. He's the general manager. Prides himself on those low lease offers I tell you about. Can it get any lower than 0% APR financing? I don't think so. Up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And then I got this deal for you. I'll give you an extra minute because I am Joey Generosity with the Charles Bronson voice. Oh, that's, I should have done that with James, right? 9:30. I'll give you the 9:30. It's 9:24 right now. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You get a free oil change, a free filter, and you get, you know what you get? What's vital is a multi-point inspection you don't think about with the car. Please check it out, okay? Because it's about the safety of your vehicle. And, hey, daddy worries about you. What am I going to tell you? First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street, Hillside, New Jersey. Iggy is so proud of that. And the new showroom Alex was telling us about last time he was on the air with us. And the new lounge, the customer lounge. You got to check out Route 22 Toyota. And start here, please, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free, free, and free. Oil change, filter, multi-point inspection. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
So, 926 with Joe on the radio. There it is. Cara. I'm going to email Cara at Frankie Five Bros. I'm texting you now because I sent out a video of the president that I wanted us to post.
Yeah,
on
Cara says it's very pixelated. And
yeah, she can make it work at all. She'll try to make it work. But I sent it out, and here's the one. Boom, here's another one. Yeah, I sent the one where I almost fell, recording the Marines. And then where it was so wild because it was the end of the night, and the president of Italy just spoke, and then the president said goodnight. Now he's going back after an arduous day, and I have it here in front of me, and we'll try to get it out to you, or I could even send it. And he's waving to the crowds. I'm watching this now. Yeah, look, and he just takes a moment of humility, going, I'm coming, reaches into his pocket for the magic marker. I see it here, and he came over, and he signed hats, he signed shirts, and that's where I heard a voice from the left of me, out of nowhere. Go, Joe. Go in there. Say hi, Joe. Introduce yourself, Joe. And there's my man, Arthur Idala, my coach. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, Sally. I couldn't do it, you know?
Hey, Mr. President. Hi, Joe Piscopo. Hi.
Oh, God. You're here? No. You know, what do you say? But I did not. I just cherished the
moment. Why would you even have to introduce yourself? Like, well, he doesn't know who you are?
Well, I'm not
going to
be.
Of course he does.
He introduced all the politicians got introduced. And I know they made the White House. John McLaughlin, our buddy, who we love, the top pollster in America, certainly. He's a great, and around the world, for that matter. John's a great guy. He goes, Where's Piscopo? They were talking all about the politicians and right. Everybody. And
would have been better if he would have announced all these politicians. That said, and look, and you know who else is here? Joe Pesci is here.
That's it.
And then you go, what? I'm funny how? Like a clown?
That would have been fun. Yeah, that would have been great, man. Unbelievable.
You should have just said something to him. What's the big deal? It's not like first off, it wasn't like you were going to reach over and grab at him or something. It was just, hey, Mr. President, hi.
I think, again, I don't know how he has the stamina to. My patience would be so thin at that time of night. I don't know. I would send someone out as a representative.
President. Can you imagine? Now, he said, Frank, he says that I'm angry, right?
Yeah.
I could see Joe with a short temper, the leader of the free world. I don't got time for this. No time for autographs. Got to go. We got somebody to bomb. Got to take care of business. That's it. Taxes to cut. No more taxes. Everybody's tax-free. Pelosi, where are you?
He did that other show. He's on the island. I don't want him on my show anymore. I don't want him on my show.
John Bolton, where is he? He's on the island. Put them all on the island. Why are all these people getting on a plane going on? It doesn't matter. Joe said it. That's it. It's done.
Send
them all.
No, stop.
Send them out.
They go in. Everybody's welcome on the show. And unless you cross us.
Unless you cross. Right. And that's it. It's one shot. You get one shot.
I haven't seen Charles Gasparino in a while.
Where is Charlie. Charlie gave me the hug.
We got to send him a boat.
No. I gave Charlie a big hug. I just saw him. He's always welcome.
These would be Joe's speeches. Joe would come in like he would address.
Right, we'll have an off-air conversation to determine who's really welcome on
right,
the show
exactly.
And who's not.
No, but Joe would do the state of the state. You know, he goes in, goes into Congress, comes in, you know, whatever. My fellow Americans, members of Congress, get something done. Good night. That's it. And walk away. And you'll be done.
All you need is that, though.
Right.
You know? Man, all
right.
You need is that. It goes on. But
Justice Ginsburg, wake up. Wake up. Man, I'm talking. Right. Hang on.
It was great. But I'll tell you what, though, it was just nice because everybody was in a friendly mood. And we finally, I felt, and I think all the Italian Americans in the room, I felt they got the respect that they deserved, and it was
nobody had
just
any grudges there. Nobody looked at one another like,
maybe
avoiding people. I'm not going to say
maybe one or two.
Maybe one or two.
But it was great. And the food was there. They had food there. They did a whole thing. They never do anything for the Italians. Usually they here, give them some hoagies from Subway. Say they're Italian hoagies from Subway. You know, feed them. No, it was like really, really nice food. And then Arthur was busting my chops because it was so funny because I went over and it's the White House. So they had like this nice rice. So I went, I said, look at that rice.
Oh, boy.
Is there anything in that rice? I'm questioning the poor
server. Oh, my God. Just eat it. You're in the White House.
Listen. I'm now harassing the poor White House worker. I said, respectfully, thank you for being here, and we appreciate all you do. But
you have any bland chicken?
Is there plain rice? Is there cheese in that rice? and then he goes, he was a great kid, and he goes, well, there might be a little something. I said, well, it's pretty plain. And I'm now there 5 minutes, and Arthur's going,
you got any rice that's raw? I'll eat it raw. You don't even have to cook it.
Exactly. And Joey's like, what do you do with that? That, please. And so
Even your son.
Excuse me. I go down. What do you think my son had for me? Like, I should have a woman that does it for me. He made dinner for me as I got to D.C. He had white rice and he had chicken breast. Made for his father. How about that?
Plain, slip a little butter in there?
Plain as a shoe leather. It was great. I can't imagine eating that.
Your body must be like, please give us some flavor. A little. And not the maple syrup, please. I want flavor.
Listen, so I go to the guy, the White House server. I go, nothing on there, right? He goes, sure. Then now he's got white gloves. His white gloves. Fancy as could be outside the East Room in the White House. And now...
Right?
I said, I'm glad you're wearing gloves because otherwise I'd spray your hands with Duracell. I said, no, that's not true. But I said, so he goes there. Now he takes the rice. Now he's going to put a sauce on the rice.
Oh, God. You probably dove over the. No, don't put the sauce. No.
I was pretty much at that tone, too. That's exactly what I said.
No, I can see you waving your hand and getting all demonstrative. No.
I said, no. Then he goes, oh, now apparently you're supposed to put some kind of meat on top of the rice, so he's gonna do that. And then he took little zucchini, and I didn't even want the zucchini on the rice. I just wanted the rice, but I didn't argue the zucchini. And the rice was great. I didn't even know what it was. And Al, I ate it. I actually ate the rice at the White House.
Did it have flavor? Did it have some kind of? Did your body thank you? Did your stomach look up and go, oh my God, finally, first time in like 4 months.
Oh, 4 months.
He can't wait. Your stomach can't wait to get to Italy so that it might have a chance of getting some flavor in the food.
I tell you what I did take and was great because I'm at the White House and I'm not looking for anything Italian. I had a pignoli cookie and I ate it. Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. With those pignoli nuts because my grandmother, Carmela, God bless her, rest her soul. She used to make, I think she made those cookies. Those were my favorite cookies. They were soft and chewy with the pignoli nuts.
Not like the ice cream sundae that you get on a plane and watch it melt while you're flying across the country. You're a sadist. I mean, really. I were sitting in first class and saw that and saw you eating it, I would take it away from you and eat it in front of you. I would. I wouldn't even ask anything. I would just grab it and start eating it.
Who are you? Does it matter?
I'd be the guy with the bag of chips you've been talking about all morning. That's exactly what I would
do. Excuse me. Am I right or wrong about this guy on the train with the crinkly? The crinkly.
Well, you weren't even sitting in the correct seat, so what difference does it make?
I know. Well, thank God, but this whole thing. Frank, you ever get those guys?
I never noticed that stuff.
Oh, but why do you want... No, all right, so wait. So what would you have expected him to do? To open the tray and pour it out all over the tray like a filthy animal?
Well, a little bit. But they go in like this. They go in and they go, get right to the back, that last chip in the back.
Yeah, because the bag of chips cost you $2, and they fill half of it with air, so you only get like 17 chips anyway. You got to get every last bit.
Lord, lordy, lordy. Hey, Joe on the radio, just having some fun on this wild Thursday, 9:34. Frankie is here, Albert's here, of course, and thanks to Jaden Horn for being here, and Martha Bonetta was great, James Rosen, we're just having such fun. Councilman Bob Holden's going to join us. He's a Democratic councilman from Queens, leading opponent of closing Rikers. What is going on with Rikers? How is that happening? You heard Bernard Kerik talk about, who ran Rikers for many, many years, as better than anybody did, by the way, the former commissioner did. Why are they closing it? And it reeks land grab to me, you know? So we'll get into that when we come back. And you could always call at 877-970-2999. Jersey Joe from D.C. Jersey Joe, Frank, was that best? Jersey Joe Walcott, and he crosses out Walcott.
That was very funny.
What's that, Piscopo? James Rosen. Oh, and we ain't done yet. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05, 9:34 right now with Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. More Trader Joe's stores are coming to New Jersey. The grocery store chain that sells food and drink from around the corner in Globe at lower prices is opening tomorrow morning in Ocean County at the site of a former furniture store in Brick. Another store slated to open Friday in the shops at Union Hill in Denville. There are more than a dozen stores across New Jersey, with two more planned for Cherry Hill and Bridgewater. The store in Ocean County is actually opening today. NASA is asking Congress for support to move up its next moon landing mission to 2024. NASA executives testified before the House Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday, asking for funding beyond the $22 billion allocated. Members expressed concerns about funding for the Artemis missions, which would be a precursor to a Mars landing. Democratic Chairman Jose Serrano says moving up the timeline seems to have political motivation, giving President Trump a moon landing if he's reelected. In sports, rain the big winner at the stadium last night. Yankees and Astros at Game 4 of the ALCS postponed. That game will take place tonight. Game 5 set for tomorrow before the series potentially heads back to Houston. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. I see a lot of volume on Route 1 in both directions through Princeton. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the Newark Bay Extension eastbound, getting out toward the Newark Bay Bridge. Once you get inbound over at the Holland Tunnel, it's about 20 minutes in from the Turnpike, but about 40 to 45 minutes in from 1 and 9. The inbound Lincoln, that's 25. GWB okay into town. Outbound upper, it's construction going on, so watch for some delays there as well. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on 440 North at Arthur Kill Road on Staten Island with an accident cleared away. And it's kind of busy for you on that eastbound Gowanus heading up through the Prospect. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound. LIE westbound stop-and-go through Utopia Parkway over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, still about 5 to 10 minutes into town. Westbound belt at Cropsey Ave, watch for a collision there as well. And on the Cross Island southbound, right past the Throgs Neck Bridge, it looks like you have an accident being cleared from that stretch as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
After 98 years, Parrying and Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, is going out of business. Is that something? When I walked in and I met Glenn up there a couple years ago already, and I saw a picture, a black and white picture, I told you that before, and I said, what is that picture? That's my dad. That's the original Parrying. Parrying was in Clifton, New Jersey, and that was 98 years ago that he started this great jewelry store that I have told you about now for many years, and I bought my beautiful cross for Charlie, that I bought my watches up, that Glenn just miraculously fixed, that my buddy Jerry got original jewelry that he had in a family that was sentimental to him. So now they're going out of business, and you know what? Glenn and Maria deserve it. They're going to retire, and God bless them. They first must liquidate over $5 million of fine jewelry, $5 million. Everything at Parrying and Sons has been discounted up to 70%. Parrying and Sons, you know, always known for superior quality. You've heard me tell you about Parrying and Sons. This week, you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams at up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parrying and Sons, $5 million going out of business sale going on now. Everything at Parrying and Sons has been discounted up to 70%. Parrying and Sons, 832 Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or start here, please, Parrying Diamonds.
Fleetfoot.com.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
Tune in this Saturday at 6:30 as the Black Knights travel to Atlanta to take on Georgia State on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You got to check out your Balance of Nature, please. Oh, boy. I don't want to say anything. I don't say anything because we're going to Italy and we're going to have fun. But I've been, taking the dosage that Dr. Douglas Howard suggested for me to take a Balance of Nature. And, if I deviate from that dosage, by the way, this is how good Dr. Howard is. I could feel maybe a little scratchy throat, maybe a little something. And then I'll add on what Dr. Howard originally said to take of the fruits and vegetables in capsule form, the antioxidants that fight the free radicals in my body, and I feel better. It's more, I'll tell you what, for me, I can't make an FDA clinical, kind of claim here legally on the radio. But I could tell you, for me, for Frankie, for Al, for Deb, it works like a miracle Balance of Nature does. And I think it will for you. And you know I love you. I mean, you're with us on this journey every morning, and I feel like you're right there with me. You know, you say, Joe, you sound like you're talking right to me. You know what? I am talking right to you. Are you talking to me? So I care about you. And that's why I love when Dr. Howard and Sue, his wife, and Lex, who runs the company and is the beautiful Howard family, gives you 35% discount. That's a 35% discount and free shipping, by the way, on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. You got to try it, right? And this offer may end at any time. So don't wait to start Dr. Howard's health challenge, please. 800-2468-751. It's 800-2468-751. Or you can go here, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
941 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. There's a lot of news going on today, and we're staying on, being down in D.C. and everything that happened in Washington. But back in New York, they want to close Rikers Island, and everybody's asking about why are they closing Rikers Island? Where are you going to put the people that are in Rikers Island? So Councilman Bob Holden, he's a councilman from Queens, leading opponent of closing Rikers, is kind enough to join us this morning. Bob, welcome back to the show, Councilman. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Great. Thanks. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Well, I'm good. We're pumped up, doing a lot. But when you get locally, like, I don't understand this thing. What exactly did the Land Use Committee vote to do yesterday, sir?
Well, they voted, actually, to approve closing Rikers Island and actually prohibit any future jails on Rikers Island, which is total lunacy. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because this essentially has been a religious movement for people on the far left. They look at Rikers as a symbol of mass incarceration, which is totally ridiculous. Everybody knows that. What's the best place for putting some dangerous criminals or people that are detained for violent crimes? An island. They want to build four community jails in already congested areas, which, again, skyscraper jails. And how do you evacuate skyscraper jails, Joe?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, first of all, too, Councilman, how much will it cost to close Rikers itself?
Again, there's already billions invested in the island. We have they have their own laundry, they have their own bakery, they have athletic fields, they have their own power plant. It's a small city, 420 acres. You have room to build brand new jails. Horizontal jails, not vertical jails. Horizontal jails, light and airy. They could be humane. Instead, they want to spend upwards, and it's $10 billion, but it's going to grow probably to $20 billion if we know the city of New York in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
It's maybe even $30 billion. And this is what the mayor is doing and the city. Some of my colleagues in the city council, they're throwing money away. And again, making us less safe, because the mayor pulled out of his hat that now we're going to reduce the population of the jail to, right now it's about almost 8,000 at any given time. He says in a few years it'll be 3,500. Where do you get that number?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for using the word hat, Councilman, because I know that.
I know it's a family show.
Thank you, sir. We are grateful. So now what's the timeline of all this? Because it seems like an impossible task they're trying to undertake here.
Well, they're saying 2026, and many of us are saying that's probably impossible. But again, why would you make us less safe? You're only going to be able to house 3,500 detainees at these four community jails. Because, again, they're sweetening the pot to the elected officials that represent these areas. They're saying, oh, instead of a 30-story jail, we're going to give you a 20-story jail. And you should be happy with that. And in other words, we're going to also fix up your parks, fix up this, fix up that, give you more money for your district. And it's almost like bribery to get a yes vote.
And what are they putting in place of Rikers, did you say, sir?
Well, we don't know. That's the big secret.
Please. Oh. And
many people think it's a land grab to actually extend the runways at LaGuardia, make it into an international airport, make larger planes go in there, which, of course, Queens and the Bronx should be upset at that. Or it's actually a land grab for developers, de Blasio's friends. Who knows? They haven't said what they want to do with it, which is, again, very suspect.
Councilman Bob Holden, your fight is just, sir. I mean, is the Polk City Council likely to go along with this? They're not, correct?
I think they're going to go along with it today because the City Council does not hold a vote unless they know they can win. So it's all predetermined. They're twisting the arms. They're sweetening the pot of the council members to get their yes vote. And the mayor, obviously, and some of my colleagues in the city council, again, use this as a religious symbol to close Rikers. It's a horrible place.
Yet
we have billions invested, like I mentioned before. It's a waste of money. It's going to congest the already areas in the four boroughs that are getting the jails. And again, it's going to cost us a ton of more money. And nobody can figure out why, other than it's a movement, and that's all it is.
Councilman, before we let you go, sir, on another subject, what exactly is happening at Maspeth? What's going on there? You got something going on there, sir?
There's a couple of things. We have. You mean the high school?
Yes.
There's grade fraud going on. And again, it's not only Maspeth High School, but there's also arm twisting. There's intimidation of the teachers. It's all alleged, but we have a lot of whistleblowers coming forth. So, again, we have to look at the entire Department of Education. They're passing kids that shouldn't pass. Kids are not showing up to classes. They're passing them. And that's systemic, by the way. It's not only at Maspeth High School.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've uncovered a number of almost a dozen teachers have come forward and to say if we don't pass these kids, many of them don't show up, that we get a bad evaluation. So, and then Glendale, on the Glendale Middle Village border, we got de Blasio putting a 200-man shelter, homeless shelter, in our area, and we're fighting that. So I'm battling a lot of fronts here.
You know what, though, Councilman, I got to tell you, and all politics aside, you're doing the right thing. You're on the right track, and we support what you're doing. We don't understand sometimes what's going on in New York. And I'm down in Washington, and people go, what's going on in New York? And it's nice to have folks like yourself, Democrats like yourself, who are fighting the fight and the
justice. Democrats with common sense, and most of the Democrats have gone way over to the socialist side, which is ridiculous. And I'm a conservative Democrat, which dying breed, I guess.
Oh, God bless you for that. Hey, Councilman Bob Holden, he's the man from Queens. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Welcome here anytime, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Councilman Bob Holden. Hey, let me go to a phone call if I can. Charlie's been holding for so long, and I apologize for that. Charlie Finch, it's a crazy morning. I see the professor's name up there, and let's go to Charlie now. What's on your mind, my friend? And thanks for calling always.
Congratulations, Joe. Do you know where President Trump should build his library?
Where?
Rikers Island. He can buy the island in honor of his First Step program. Now, yesterday you played Beth Connor's wonderful vinyl present of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land.
Yeah, man.
And sung by Frank and Bing and the Fred Waring Orchestra.
Yeah,
Woody Guthrie also wrote a song, Joe, called Roll on Columbia, about the great Columbia River in the Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
Far away from Cuba, named after Christopher Columbus.
Oh.
Time was, every school child in our country knew that America was named after America Vespucci, but it was also called Columbia after Christopher Columbus. So bon voyage to you and Frank and Frank's mom and Debbie and Bob Borelli. Go Trump! Onward and forward!
That's what I'm talking about. Charlie Fish right there, man. We love it, Charlie. Thank you so much. Debbie Duhame, onward and forward with the traffic this morning on AM 970 The Answer. We're all pumped up this morning, Deb. And now we go to the traffic. It's nobody better to get you through the morning than Debbie Duhame. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Joe. Let's go to 9D in Phillipstown. It's an accident. Staten Island Railway delays. Also delays on the Uptown B and D trains. FDR Drive North jammed up through Houston Street. Eastbound Gowanus bumper to bumper through the Prospect. Westbound BQE slowing down through Meeker Morgan. Williamsburg Bridge jammed up into town. 25A blocked off by Bread and Cheese Hollow Road in Fort Salonga. That's a downed tree. Sponsored by Panera Bread. At Panera, get breakfast that's fast, not fast food. Try a new Chipotle chicken scrambled egg and avocado breakfast wrap and pair it with a premium freshly ground, freshly brewed coffee, all ready to go with a push of a button. Panera, food as it should be. Alternate side parking rules are in effect, and it looks like we're still seeing delays on 347 West getting up toward Nichols Road into Stony Brook with a downed tree there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder just loves to set the record straight.
They want to return this country to the white Christian country that they believe it should be again.
Mr. Donaldson, and of course nobody asks this question, what is your basis for making such an ugly assertion about this country? Donald Trump got a smaller percentage of the white vote than Mitt Romney did. As I say, when were they bitten by that racist radioactive spider?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 40% off paint?
Yes.
And 40% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it. Ask Sherwin-Williams October 18th through 21st and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka isn't sold on the polls.
I think polling is dead. You know when I realized that Donald Trump has a shot? It's when I got out of the coastal areas and I saw yard signs. Yard signs for Donald Trump and none for Hillary. That is more effective than any poll I have ever seen.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Here's your AM 970 Weather Answer forecast.
A high wind warning is in effect through 6 this evening. Mostly cloudy, very windy and cool today. Maybe a sprinkle or two later. Winds will gust over 45 miles per hour throughout the day and can be locally damaging, or high 59. Windy and chilly tonight, plenty of clouds early, then some clearing late, low 50. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, still quite breezy and cool, high 60. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 64. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe on the radio, 953 right now on AM 970, The Answer. You know, I've been telling you about the it's been Italian-American month. We did Columbus Day on Monday. And by the way, we saw the ratings from ABC7 Kenny Rosato sent over. When Kenny Rosato and Maria Bartiromo, myself, you know, we broadcast. I was part of the broadcast there. Valerie Smaldone was there. You know, the whole team from ABC7 was there. And we came in number one. Thank you very much. You know, and we tied in one area of the time slot, and then we beat all the other television stations combined. So a big shout out to Deborah and everybody, the GM and all the good folks over at WABC-TV in New York. Appreciate that very, very much, because always proud to get the word out about Italian Americans, right? It's been a big year for us. It really has been. And I know that those of you who have struggled, and some of those folks that have struggled are not with us anymore. So it's our responsibility to carry on the legacy. And that's what the Columbus Citizens Foundation does. And then I turned around and we were in the White House yesterday, president about to step up. I saw that Angelo Vivolo was there. Angelo worked so hard with Marion Pardo and all the good folks and Frankie Fasaro and everybody at the Columbus Citizens Foundation and John Bowden. Everybody worked so hard all year on this parade, yet they're still there to celebrate the Italian-American community and the president of Italy at the White House. And I said, Angelo, you have brought together the Italian-Americans through the Columbus Citizens Foundation together. And we don't care if you got an Italian club in Jersey, in Brooklyn, Queens, wherever you are. We're all joining together. This is our year, thank God. With the Keep the Statue, Mother Cabrini statue is going up. It's all great. And then you look what the Columbus Citizens Foundation does for what they're for is for helping kids get educated. They have distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. $35 million, please. All right. To learn more about the Columbus Citizens Foundation, how you can help, you know, you could call 212-249-9923. They have great programs there, by the way. You could take Italian there. And I mean, look at our Grand Marshal was Massimo Ferragamo. Are you kidding me? Antonin Scalia. Tony Bennett, the Grand Marshal, Frank Sinatra, Mr. Sinatra was the Grand Marshal. It's a great organization. Please look into the Columbus Citizens Foundation to help children. 212-249-9923. Or go here, please, columbuscitizensfd.org.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Swinging, baby. We are swinging through the morning. Oh.
This land is your land.
There it is.
This land is my land.
Bing.
California.
Mr. Sinatra. That's a Fred Waring.
From the Redwood Forest.
That's what Charlie was just talking about. Great song. This land was made for you and me.
This land was made for you and me.
Thank you, Beth Connors, for that great record. Al found it. Hey, it's 9:56, and by the way, Mike Gallagher is coming up 10:05. And don't forget Dennis Prager, of course, and then Dr. Gorka. I speak proudly from Dr. Gorka's own personal studio today. I want to thank Dr. Sebastian Gorka for that, and appreciate that very much down here. And Jeff, by the way, thank you, man. This guy got up so early. He walked up. We walked about a half a mile at least for that great Lyft driver that cost me $60 to put me in the middle of somewhere of Arlington, Virginia. I had no idea where I was. And this man, Jeff from the Salem Media, came and rescued me and walked me to the studio. So thanks for that, man. At least let me buy you breakfast if I could do that. I know we don't generally do that. Not in the Salem protocol generally, but allow me to do that for you, my friend.
It's good cardio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you go. We did walk, man. We got a little bit of a workout there. Frankie, five boroughs. So where are we? And then thank you so much for allowing me to do this, Frank. And thanks to Al, certainly, and to Debbie, because I have more compliments on the show when I get away from the city. You usually with your family, you don't know about these, step away. And people love Frankie Five Boroughs Murano and the great job he does producing the show. And today, we especially appreciate that, Frankie Five Boroughs. And I always throw it to you in 30 seconds or less, the issues of the day that we'll be addressing in the news cycle.
Well, a ton of news today. Obviously, the surprising death of Elijah Cummings, this very odd letter that President Trump sent to President Erdogan, Nancy Pelosi storming out of this meeting with President Trump yesterday. You can bet Mike Gallagher is going to be covering a lot of that. And it looks like the GM strike has come to an end. It looks like GM and the union have come to a four-year deal. So that's certainly good news for the folks in Michigan.
Can we talk about Italians now? Is that it? That's it.
Exactly.
Ooh, sorry, we're out of time.
Sorry, we're out of time. Five Boroughs, great job. Alan, love you. I love you, Debbie. You know what? I'm so proud to know you. We are so proud to have you listening to the program. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Please go out and make it the best Thursday ever. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
53 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police charging a gunman in this summer's mass shooting at a block party in Brownsville, Brooklyn. 20-year-old Kyle Williams facing second-degree murder, among other charges, in the death of Jason Pagan at the Old Timers Day block party in Mendoza Park back on July 27th. Police say Williams got into an argument with Pagan, a reputed gang member, fired a shot which then sparked a shootout that injured 11 other people. Pagan was hit in the head and died. A high wind warning in effect today for the Jersey Shore. National Weather Service says gusts as high as 60 miles an hour could be blowing across Monmouth and Ocean counties until around 6 p.m. That could mean down trees, down power lines, scattered power outages. A gale warning also in effect until tomorrow morning. Seas building as high as 8 feet, winds gusting around 50 miles an hour.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.